7. At any rate, at Illinois, every time I returned, I would start to do some work. I'm not sure when I really started to get involved with my thesis, but I noticed several things. I had programmed up the Chebyshev method, and I noticed that this parameter that one calculates is converging. And then after a while, I recognized that it converged to the same parameter you would get in successive relaxation. Yeah. So that was sort of a wonderful thing for me to, you know, do a numerical experiments, and that's why I believe in it strongly, and to see that these parameters converge, and then, you know, figuring out what does it converge to. And then there was a paper by a man called Riley, whom I actually had met and worked with at TRW, this guy showed how the Richardson second order method was related to successive or relaxation. And so with this idea that he had, I was able to simplify the Chebyshev iteration for matrices that had property A. And so, you know, that had property A and the red-black ordering. So that's what the major contributions of my thesis are, I guess, was twofold. I mean, was to show the connection between the algebraic connection between successive relaxation and Chebyshev method, and show how the Chebyshev method could be simplified. And I also calculated some norms of the operators of this reduced operator. I really knew that, you know, a lot about this area at that time. Now, in 1959, my advisor invited Varga to come to Illinois on a visit. Now, Varga was a sort of a rising star in you know, linear algebra, iterative methods, and I suspect he invited him to more or less check me out to make sure what I was doing was something. So I told Varga what I was doing, and he said, "Oh, you've done that. Well, I've done something similar. Let's write a paper together." I said, "Sure. You know, that sounded good." So then Varga gave his talk and he left. The next day my advisor called me in. "I understand Mr. Varga has done results similar to yours. You know, the thesis is supposed to be an original piece of work. If he publishes before you finish, you don't get a degree."
Oh, man.
Well, I knew that Varga and I had this agreement, but of course I was new to the academic world. I didn't know how people really behaved towards one another. But I was pretty confident, you know, everything would work out. So that must have been in 1959, March or so.